Chapter 10, The Knight's Gifts. The three knights lay in the grass, fighting for breath.
The dance. We must stop. Stop dancing, gasped the older knight.
You have stopped. We pulled you away, said Annie.
The knight looked up at her and Jack. He had a rough, craggy face.
Who are you?
He asked in a hoarse voice.
Friends, said Annie.
She spoke loudly to be heard over the music.
We come from King Arthur's castle.
We're on a quest, said Jack, to get the water of memory and imagination.
To save Camelot, said Annie.
Camelot, whispered the knight. We come from Camelot. I don't recognize you.
We're just visiting, said Annie. But we know all about you. You're Sir Lancelot, aren't you?
Yes, breathed the knight. And Sir Percival and Sir Galahad, said Jack. Yes, my son Galahad, said the knight.
King Arthur thinks you are lost forever, said Annie.
Sir Lancelot closed his eyes.
The dance, he said. It made us forget.
I know, said Jack. The dancers must be the keepers of the cauldron. You can't get past them without getting caught up in their dance.
Father, we must find the water.
Sir Galahad tried to sit up, but he was too weary. He lay back in the grass.
That's okay. We're here now, said Annie. You should all rest.
Sir Galahad closed his eyes.
Yeah, don't worry, said Jack. Annie and I will find the magic water for Camelot.
But you... You are just children,
said Sir Percival, the third knight.
You must wait for us.
There's no time to wait, said Jack.
Camelot is dying, said Annie. We have to hurry.
Then you must take this, said Sir Galahad.
He reached into a leather pouch that hung around his shoulder. He took out a silver cup. With a trembling hand, the young knight gave the cup to Annie.
A cup, she said. Take this, too, said Sir Percival.
He pulled a small wooden box from a bag that hung from his belt. He handed it to Jack. Jack opened the lid. In the middle of the box was a pointer with markings all around it.
A compass, said Jack. And this, said Sir Lancelot.
He took a silk cord from around his neck. A glass key hung from the cord.
A key,
whispered Annie.